Backseat Box Office, episode number 144, for the weekend of June 21st through June 23rd, 2013.
Hey, this is Lena.
And this is Jeff.
And this is Art.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and you're listening to Backseat Box Office. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello. And Lena, we missed you last week.
I missed you, too. But you guys did a great job on the show. I had lots of fun editing it, listening to it. And since I'm not on it, I had to actually listen closer than I normally do. But it was good. It was enjoyable. And much as I missed you, I had a fantastic weekend with my friend Lisa. Just, it was exhausting and expensive and relaxing and wine-inducing and all sorts of good things that a long weekend with a friend is supposed to be.
Good to hear. That's awesome.
I had a great time. She needed kind of a girly weekend, and once we got started, I did too.
So this is the part of the show I usually ask you two if you've seen any movies over the weekend. But I think we know what you did, Lena.
We were going to go to the movie Sunday. I talked her into wanting to see Man of Steel. Another friend of ours, we were going to have lunch at a place called Whiskey Joe's, which is on the bay. So it's kind of, you know, not the Gulf of Mexico. It's a little inland, but it's not, you know, it's got its own little beach, and we were going to just kind of do that and walk along the beach after the three of us had lunch, and then Lisa and I were going to come back, and we were going to see Man of Steel, and we were going to go see the Sea Creatures exhibit at the Museum of Science. A fun day would have been had by all, although it was still fun. But the person we went to lunch with was the person driving, and so sometimes she kind of hijacks things. And not that it was bad, but it wasn't in the plans, and she decided, hey, why don't we all go to Clearwater Beach? And that was pretty much the whole rest of the day. We didn't get home until 9:30 at night. And, I mean, we had a great day at the beach. It was lovely. It was fun. But with my sunburn, I was half miserable just because it's like 98 degrees out. I've got a full-on sunburn, and we're walking around in the sun and... But Lisa had a good time, and that was plenty.
Yeah, that sunburn doesn't sound like fun.
No, not so much.
Especially when it's hot.
Yeah. And Lisa understood, but, you know, she felt bad. But, I mean, I did have a good time at the beach. You know, it was a lovely day. We saw dolphins. And not just dolphins out in the water, but dolphins swimming with the people who were in the beach, in the ocean, which was kind of cool. I'd never actually seen them that close. That was nice.
Yeah, I've done the swim with the dolphins thing. It is really awesome.
Oh, no, this was just one dolphin that was just wandering around them.
Right.
It wasn't a put-together swim with the dolphins thing. I've seen them on cruises, like little harbor cruises where they take you around to all the expensive homes. These are the places you can't afford to live in.
So look at. So where did you swim with the dolphins?
I've done it twice. Once I did it in a, park, Theater of the Sea, I think it's called, on Marathon Island in the Keys. And then the other time was in the channel off of Marco Island in Florida. And that was just out in the wild.
Cool.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Hawaii, but...
No. Marco Island is it's down on the southern tip of Florida, on the Gulf side. Very affluent area.
Oh, okay.
I wonder how far that is.
Hoity-toity dolphins.
Yeah, hoity-toity dolphins.
They wear bow ties. Let's see. Marco Island is just under. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's just past Naples. Okay.
Yeah,
it's a hair under 3 hours south of me.
Right. So, my ex-uncle-in-law, who used to own the Betting Experts, which is a very, very large, they were like one of the largest betting sellers in the tri-state area here. And when he sold it to furniture company Heilig Myers for reportedly about $60 million, there were close to 100 stores in the area. But he retired down to Marco Island, and so we were down there visiting. And he took us out on his boat, and there were dolphins swimming around the channel. And we stopped the boat, got out, swam around, and came up pretty close. And we didn't get to touch them like we did when we swam with the dolphins earlier in the week. But it was still really neat to be that close in the wild.
That is cool.
So what you're saying, Lena, is you didn't see anything.
No. And on top of that, we rented Silver Linings Playbook. And we didn't get to see that either.
Oh.
So no, did not see a movie at all.
See now, if you weren't doing so much of the back end work on the podcast, I'd be really starting to doubt your commitment right about now.
All right, so that sounds like you watched something this weekend.
I watched a bunch of stuff. I watched Send Me No Flowers, another movie in that Doris Day, Rock Hudson trilogy of actor movies. And very funny. He thinks he's dying, and so he starts making preparations for how she's going to carry on after he's gone. And it's all just a big misunderstanding, you know, typical for that era. And just another, I don't think I like it as much as Pillow Talk. Pillow Talk was better.
Oh, yeah.
So there's still one more in the series, and I'll be watching that one sometime soon. I've been working my way through Freaks and Geeks.
Very good. Way this before.
So far, I'm enjoying it. I'm not crazy over the moon about it, but I am enjoying it. So there's such a dichotomy of there are times when you just want to laugh, and there are times when there are things that are so powerfully poignant that it just stabs you in the gut because it's just so, it's like visceral and real. You can say, yeah, I went through something similar, or I saw someone go through something similar, and it's like it hits really close to home. You know, there's, I'm trying to think, what was the scene? Oh, the trick-or-treating, when they're out trick-or-treating and his sister, you know, the sister and her friends egg him and they back up, and just the look on his face when he looks at her, you know, she's trying to apologize and she's trying to, you know, trying to make him understand, and just the look of, you know, just disappointment and, you know, just how his reaction to being in that situation just breaks my heart. And just the look on his face was just so perfect. And it rung, you know, with such truth of not crying about it, not being upset about it, but just looking at her and just being, you know, with the look on his face saying, what are you doing? And why is this happening to me? So, yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And then
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say one of the hooks of the show that made me kept coming back were the Mr. and Mrs. Weir, the parents.
Yeah.
They're very, I don't want to say eccentric, but I think they're a unique couple on a TV show. But I just forgot the guys, but I love the guy who plays a dad.
Plays a dad, yeah.
His name.
Is that on Netflix?
Yes. That's where I'm watching it.
I'm going to have to... I think it is in my queue, but there's so much in my queue. I'm trying to look up right now who the dad person might be.
They were funny, and then the guidance counselor. Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's
like madcap, or he doesn't have a lot of like laugh-out-loud funny lines, but, you know, his character kind of builds up as you go along, just being the, you know, the hippie.
Is it Harold you're talking about?
Who?
Harold Weir?
Yes.
The character Harold Weir? Joe Flaherty.
Joe Flaherty. I kept wanting to say Eugene Levy, but I know it's going to be wrong.
So close. Same family.
So good. But, you know, I once you get to Jason Segel in the drum set, I identify with that so much.
Yeah, I knew no good was going to come of the band. I'm like, the rest of the guys just they're not there. It's not gonna happen. They don't take anything seriously.
You know, and considering that Franco, Rogan, and who's the third one?
Segel.
You know, considering where they are now, it was like that might have been their first TV show.
Yeah, Rogan looks so young. It messes with my head every time I look at him. I'm like, oh my goodness, look at him—he's so young.
Yeah. So, and just keep in mind that one of the creators of Freaks and Geeks is the director of The Heat that's coming up.
Okay.
Yep. Is it Feig? I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
I think it's Fig or Feig or
Fig.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. I was just listening to another podcast, and they basically just reviewed Star Trek Into Darkness, but I think one of the hosts pronounced Benedict Cumberbatch as the guy's last name. So I was just like, well, was that in Uhuru?
Uhuru.
That is my favorite drink.
So I'm okay with the pronunciation because God knows I'm going to butcher them.
Did anybody see Man of Steel?
Well, yeah, that was the next thing. I was saving the best for last.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Art.
Obviously, I went and saw Man of Steel.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was very, very good. I think on a scale of 1 to 10 on the we just rebooted our franchise and knocked it out of the park, you know, with, you know, Batman Begins and the first Star Trek being a 10, I want to say Superman was like a 9.5. So it was way up there. Not quite at that level, but really, really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't know what everybody's complaining about.
I am aiming for Sunday because I have a baby shower to go to on Saturday. Gah! I mean, looking forward to the baby shower because, you know, she's a friend and all, but I need money to go to the movie. I'm dying to see.
Yeah. Oh, and I saw it in 3D at that theater that I go to that's so cheap. $9, 3D.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That's not bad.
Did it look like $9 3D or did it actually look good?
No, it looked good.
Okay.
No, it's a full 3D theater. They don't have stadium seating. It's a little off the beaten path, so they feel like they can't charge, you know, $1 million. For 3D. So at $9, it was totally worth it. I mean, it's only $2 up from, it's like $7 to see it regular. So at $2 more to see a 3D. So I was happy.
Yeah. Weird thing about Man of Steel is that reviews are mixed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of seen split down the middle.
Yeah.
You know, I read, you know, the Darren's review on Backseat Producers. And he spent a lot of time talking about kind of letting the reader know that he has a long Superman pedigree, so you might not be getting an unbiased opinion. I
actually didn't read his review yet.
I haven't read it yet either.
Yeah, he said he really liked it.
Oh, good.
There was a major problem and a minor problem, but it said did not detract from his enjoyment of the movie.
Excellent.
So I'm going to try to take the boy to see it. I might see it tomorrow night. But I know both kids are chomping at the bit for Monsters University.
Mm.
Understandable.
So
was
that it for movies?
That's it for me.
Okay. My son and I, we watched a movie this weekend, which came out last year, Real Steel.
Oh.
I enjoyed it. You know, when you watch it, have you seen Real Steel, Lena?
I can't even think of what it is.
It's Hugh Jackman doing Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't. But now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
If you remember basically the rules of a sports movie, that you know that, you know, there's an inevitable triumph at the end. And I thought I had this movie pegged 20 minutes in, but there was a couple minor twists that that I enjoyed. But it was a very enjoyable movie. I thought they did the fights well.
Oh, okay.
I'm you know, not expecting Oscar material or anything. But it was a very enjoyable movie, and I was curious to see what Art thought, because I know that he has a lot of BattleTech stuff, so I think there is a, you know, affinity for large robots and destroying other robots. But anyways,
yes, so, I did want to see that one. I missed it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. You have something else, Seth?
I am done talking about movies. Please go ahead, Lena.
Normally, you know, I know the new stuff comes at the end, but can I assume you both have heard what happened in the past couple hours?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Would you like to announce the important news? Or breaking news?
Yeah. Shocking news that, of course, by the time this airs, everyone will know, but James Gandolfini died of likely a heart attack at the age of 51. First of all, I did not know he was that young. I was surprised, shocked by that as well, but wow. I haven't seen him in a whole lot of things, but he is a very talented man. Was a very talented man. I hate doing that. I was just kind of stunned, and I was looking through IMDb to see what I had seen him in.
Right.
Unfortunately, not a whole lot.
Last thing I saw him in was Where the Wild Things Are. And I really...
Which I haven't...
Go ahead.
I know he had... I remember him in A Stranger Among Us, that horrible Melanie Griffith movie. True Romance, which I watched, and Backseat Producers did that. I know a lot of the movies he did I did not see. And of course, I didn't see all of it, but I did see most of The Sopranos while it was on.
Never saw any of it.
Yes, same here. We don't have any pay channels, so I didn't see any of The Sopranos. The only movie that I think I can remember him being in that I saw recently was Zero Dark Thirty.
Uh-huh.
He played the director of the CIA.
Yes.
So, you know, you don't ever want to see, you know, because you got to think that he died young.
51, yeah, I'm like 51.
Yeah, see, I knew because I was telling Brittany, I was like, wow, you know, he died. And she's like, how old was he? I'm like late 40s, early 50s. So I knew right where he was at. And, you know, it was a shock. And yeah, I mean, I haven't seen him in a lot, but all the things I had seen him in, I had enjoyed.
Yeah. So that was, tell me to bring everything down. That warranted an early show discussion.
No, but, you know, but it's important because, you know, I think he was a star, even though he probably was an A-list or, you know, carrying a movie by himself. But it's, that's always sad news. You know, you hate to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
So on a lighter note, why don't we talk about what happened at the box office last week?
Alrighty. Well, shocker of all shockers, Man of Steel came in at number one, grossing $116.6 million. This Is the End opened at number two, grossing $20.7 million. Now You See Me held at number three, grossing $11 million. Fast and the Furious 6 fell to number four, grossing $9.6 million. And we only need to go to number five for The Purge. That fell from first to fifth, grossing $8.3 million. And I do believe, Jeff, that you said I think it was two shows ago, because I think it was when I was there, that Man of Steel, to you, wouldn't quite be a success unless it grossed over 100.
Yes.
So I was actually kind of happy to see that it was 116.
I read in a couple spots that, you know, they're saying 75, 80, but it would be great if they got to 100. And as they got closer to it coming out, I think they're kind of saying that the floor was 100 million and that it could be in the 125 to 150 range.
Wow.
But, you know, while we were talking, the, I don't remember where, I think Hollywood Reporter said that on Sunday, Man of Steel had the number 6 Sunday ever.
Wow.
36.3 million. Number 1 is Avengers, did 57 million in one day. Dark Knight at number 2, Iron Man 3, 43 million, which was May 5th of this year. And then 4, Dark Knight Rises, 5, Spider-Man 3, and then 6, Man of Steel. So yeah,
I love that they're all superheroes.
I was gonna say, yeah, I see a pattern.
Okay, so going further down the list, the non-superhero property movie, Shrek the Third at 7, Harry Potter at 8, even though they're close to the Man of Steel number.
Hmm.
Pirates, Shrek 2, Hunger Games, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith for Star Wars. It's all down at 23. You have Passion of the Christ, 27 million, but wow, that was back in 2004.
Never did see that.
So, I had a very good Father's Day.
Where were you? Six Flags?
I was at Disney.
Knott's Berry Farm? Oh, Disney. Weren't you at Knott's Berry Farm, or I just making stuff up?
We went to Knott's on Saturday.
Okay.
And then we went to Disneyland Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah, perfect weather Sunday. We probably should have stayed longer, take advantage of the good weather. But so yeah, so Superman had I guess it had the biggest opening weekend ever in June.
Yes, I saw that.
And they're already talking about planning the next Man of Steel and keep hearing about Justice League, but we'll see what happens there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, results. This really will not take long. Of the 69 people that played, we have 3 different sets of movie picks. We have Scott, Mrs. Beast, and Scuba Dave, all with 21 points and all with the same picks. They had Man of Steel, and This Is the End, correct, at 1 and 2. They had The Purge in 3rd instead of 5th, giving them a 2-point loss. They had Fast and Furious 6, correct, at number 4. And Now You See Me in 5th instead of 3rd. Then there is BD, Kugran, and your 3 hostesses, who all had the same picks, and also all 21 points. So since I wasn't here last week, I'll just go over those. We had Man of Steel and This Is the End, correct, at 1 and 2. The Purge in 3rd instead of 5th with a 2-point loss. Now You See Me in 4th instead of 3rd. And Fast and Furious in 5th instead of 4th, each with a 1-point loss. And rounding things up, Father Beast had 19 points. He had Man of Steel correct at number 1. He had The Purge in 2nd instead of 5th. This Is the End in 3rd instead of 2nd. He had Fast and Furious correct in 4th. And Now You See Me in 5th instead of 3rd, giving him 19 points. And onto the leaderboard, Scott is in 1st with 22.5 points. Our Dear Jeff is in 2nd with 21.7 points. Kugran 3rd, 21.5 points. BD is in 4th with 18.5 points. Father Beast in 5th, 18.3 points. Monty in 6th with 18 points. Art, you are next in 7th with 17.7 points. Mrs. Beast is in 8th place with 17 points. I am in 9th place with 16 points. And Scuba Dave is in 10th with 15.7. And Nick is in 11th place with 13 points. And no email from Nick this week. I was so pleased last week. Oh, my God, I was giddy listening to his voicemail.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I gave him the info. I don't know why he didn't call. I have to bust his balls about it tomorrow.
I started listening, and I was, you know, hey, this is Nick. My number one pick is such and such. And then he just started talking, and I sat there and went, oh, what? I was clapping like a silly little monkey. I was so happy. 3 minutes. Oh, Nick, you excite me.
So you gotta remember, always leave them wanting more.
Apparently. Make yourself a tease. And that is it for the result show.
Oh, what about the art house pick?
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, I need to tattoo this. This one is kind of fun. We have 5 people playing this week. The 3 of us, Father Beast and BD, we all picked the Bling Ring. And that averaged $42,879 per theater. So for the moment, I am leading this little sub-game with $96,525. Jeff and Art, you are next with $92,008. And Father Beast is in fourth, $48,516. And BD with his first entry with $42,879. Okay, now I can officially say the result show is done. And thank you for playing. And how many movies do we have coming out this week?
2.
And
let's start with Monsters University. Mike Wazowski and James P. Sullivan are an inseparable pair, but that wasn't always the case. From the moment these two mismatched monsters met, they couldn't stand each other. Monsters University unlocks the door to how Mike and Sully overcame their differences and became the best of friends. Right now, it is the tomato meter is 80%. Audience is 98% want to see it out of 92,121 user ratings. Rated G, 1 hour and 47 minutes. Also starring Steve Buscemi, Helen Mirren, and a bunch of other voices. I pretty much don't have a choice. I will be seeing this.
Did you see the first one?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, enjoyed it very much. It was one of those movies where it was okay the first time, but the more I watched it, I think the more it kind of, you know, it kind of grew on me, and, you know, you get a little choked up at the end when that final hug between Boo and Sullivan.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch that.
You've never seen it?
No. I went through, and I know I've talked to Jeff about this. I went through a phase for, I don't know, maybe 4 years or so where I went to the movies maybe once a year. And I just didn't, like, if it came on TV, I might watch it, but
it's on TV all the time, I feel like. I feel like, you know, once a quarter it's on somewhere.
Probably, but if I run across a movie that I haven't seen on TV, and even if it's 15 minutes in, I won't watch it. I want to see the whole
thing. Okay.
There are a few movies that I've seen, and I know there's one in particular that it took me about 4 different times to see the movie in different pieces, not in the right order.
Right.
And I don't really like doing that.
It's the memento style of watching movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, well, also coming out, we have World War Z. 75% on Tomato Meter, 99% want to see it out of 91,713 user ratings. The story revolves around United Nations employee Jerry Lane, Brad Pitt, who traverses the world in a race against time to stop a pandemic that is toppling armies and governments and threatening to decimate humanity itself. 1 hour and 55 minutes, Brad Pitt, and, oh, Matthew Fox, and nobody else's name who I recognize. Let's see, show more. Nope, they're purely selling it on the strength of Brad Pitt.
Wouldn't you?
Nah. I like him well enough.
I'm curious
I don't
about
know
how well it's going to do, because there's a lot of, I don't know if you want to say bad press or notoriety, that they had to scrap the original ending.
Oh, yeah.
Budget was originally $150 million, but with the reshoots, it ended up going up to $190
million. Wow.
So yeah. Some people at work are going to go see it opening night. I don't know. I might watch it, you know, maybe in a couple weeks or so. But, I mean, there's definitely other movies higher on the list for me that I need to go see before this.
I'm not sure if I'll
catch this at the theater. But I will see it. This might be perhaps a Redbox movie.
So the Vitriol Award of the review for Rotten Tomatoes goes to Chris Cabin from Slant Magazine. The zombies twitch, leap, gnash, and destroy, but the film has all the thrill and surprise of a model UN summit.
That's cold.
So yeah, that happened. All right, so I guess we should get to picking.
Okay.
All right. And who wants to go first, since we all got 21?
And we also all got the bling one. So do we go in order of the leaderboard?
No, we can go to the leaderboard, or we can go the week previous. I say we just do the leaderboard.
All right, okay. So that would be me. I gotta enjoy the second place while I can, because this is the highest I've ever been. So, one question: is an animated film gonna knock out Man of Steel? I don't know. But I think I'm gonna take a shot at Monsters University.
Okay.
Just because I don't think there is, I think Epic's been gone long enough that I don't think there's going to be enough competition, which is definitely going to change in a couple weeks when Despicable Me 2 comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We mentioned in earlier weeks that there's 6 animated films this summer, so it's going to be interesting to see which one comes out on top, or interesting to see which one comes out on top. So Monsters University at 1, got to put Man of Steel at 2. I'm going to put World War Z at 3, just based on Brad Pitt alone.
Mm-hmm.
4, I'm going to put This Is the End. And then at 5, I'm going to put Now You See Me. And then for my indie pick, I'm going with the foreign thriller A Hijacking, which is about the Somali pirates.
Oh.
That kind of sounded interesting. Crew of a Danish cargo ship is hijacked by Somali pirates. So that's my indie pick, and I'm done.
Okay, so I am up. So did you look at what the original Monsters did? As far as numbers?
No.
$62 million. So, assuming that the sequel is going to do better, because that's typically the way it goes, I am also going to agree with you on Monsters University. I am also putting Man of Steel in the second spot. And World War Z in the third. The thing that concerns me about World War Z, I started looking at zombie movies. And zombie movies typically don't do that well. I think there were some of the, most of them, you know, 10s, 20s, 30s, you know, opening weekends, not really that large. And after doing a little digging, I remembered I Am Legend. With Will Smith, who is a really big draw. I Am Legend did $77 million. So it has me a little concerned. Not enough to change my picks, but I am worried about it. And then this is the end, and now you see me. So I'm actually dittoing you, Jeff.
Art, just let me say that that kind of a deep-level analysis has no place on this show.
No, it does. It does.
I'm being sarcastic, Art.
I know. It does. We just know that it's not going to get you anything.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, I appreciate the getting zero return on that.
Remember, it's all about the chicken bones and the voodoo, boys.
Yes. Yes, thank you, BD. I mean, Lena. Anyways.
And for my indie pick, I'm going with Unfinished Song. Based on a couple of things that mean absolutely nothing. The title character, he's named Arthur. It's got Christopher Eccleston in it. I figured, eh, good enough.
Oh, it's my turn. All right. I actually have two sets of picks because I didn't know where I was going. For quite a while, I wanted to put Man of Steel first. But I constantly underestimate animation. And I shouldn't. And it always does me wrong. Does it have enough to better Man of Steel? How much is Man of Steel going to drop? I need to know these things! Poopers. Because my whole thing is in the one and two. And only because, all right, I don't want a three-way ditto again, so I'm in ninth place, so really, who cares?
Nothing to lose.
I'm going to put Man of Steel in first just to see what happens. Monsters University in second, World War Z, This Is the End, and Now You See Me. And I also picked Unfinished Song because I like Terrence Stamp, so there you go. This is my reasoning. You like Christopher Eccleston, I like Terrence Stamp.
Sounds just as reasonable.
And strangely enough, you play General Zod in Superman 2.
Oh, yeah? Did not know that. Actually, the first thing I ever saw him in was Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. And I am going to have massive big love for anyone in that movie. Anyone in that movie.
Well, I really enjoyed Zod. I thought he portrayed the role very well.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of talk about him, and it's pretty much if you want a creepy looking dude, that's who you get.
I didn't think he came off as creepy.
Well, I guess he's been in other movies where I don't think he could do anything else, but.
No, I think he filled the role very well. I think he embodied without giving any away, he embodied the phrase that a good villain does not see him as a villain. He is the hero of his own story.
He looks very familiar. I wonder if I've seen him in anything. I'm looking. Oh, he's done lots of lovely things. Huh. You know, I actually don't think, what the heck is his name? Michael Shannon. I don't think I've actually seen him in anything. But I'm thinking I recognize his face from the Boardwalk Empire ads that were on HBO when I had HBO. I think that's all I have to say on that.
Okay.
All right, so why don't we transition to news? You got anything, Art?
No, I don't have anything in particular.
Oh, you're killing me because I'm looking something up right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
that's okay.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The magic of editing.
Wait.
The magic of editing.
Okay, something I was going to mention, not really something I'm bringing to the table, but I was going to ask Lena, have you seen that another Anchorman trailer has dropped?
You know, I actually started to watch it earlier, but then I got a phone call, so I didn't get to see it.
Oh, okay.
It was on my Facebook page, and I was going to watch it.
Well, I saw that, and I thought of you, and I was wondering if you'd caught it yet, because you said you were very excited.
Yes. Now, I believe you are the one that did not like the...
No, I didn't care for it. Yeah, I was like, meh.
Okay. What did you think of the second one? Are you still meh?
What do you mean, of the second one?
Did you see the second trailer?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I was just asking.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to... I don't care.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I actually... Yeah, thank you. You're so sweet.
I tried.
So, yeah. Did you find what you're looking for?
Yes, hold on a second. I got to find... find it. Oh, it was so long ago. It's going to be...
Oh, well... Well, while you look, I will just say, if either of you get the opportunity to get a deep tissue massage, go for it.
Brittany is a masseuse.
What?
Oh, yeah. Gosh. So I've watched too much Seinfeld. I specifically thought of the masseuse episode of Seinfeld.
I get massages. They never have happy endings. She is a moral and upstanding individual.
Okay. Well, I wasn't going there, Art, but thank you for...
I won't either, but I know I'm kind of...
I'm just putting it out there because everybody says that, and I'm going to say, nope, that doesn't happen.
See, if someone said that, I would just punch them.
Well, I have a lot of guy friends, so whatever.
Oh, I had not
knowingly. Okay. All right. News article number one. You remember when I talked about The Hobbit on how the Weinsteins made a healthy chunk of change for not really doing anything?
Right.
Well, it appears that there's this guy, John Peters, that is going to get $15 million for Man of Steel, and he didn't really do anything either. Apparently, he was involved in Superman Returns, and the work that he did on Superman Returns... was he was one of the first ones that say, hey, let's do a Superman movie. And so there's some BS thing in Hollywood that's like the early adopter. Some early adopter deal where he got $7 million from the $391 million that movie did. So, and he's listed as executive producer on Man of Steel. But he really didn't
do anything.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I'm just getting sick of these people. There's so much money. Let you know. I gotta figure out how to do that. All right. Story number two. One of my favorite comedians is going to be in Transformers 4, and I don't know exactly how I feel about this. Have you heard anything about Transformers 4?
I have not. I saw the new images for Optimus Prime. I showed them to my buddy, who's a really hard... Tony. Local Tony, mm-hmm. as opposed to Godfather Tony. He is a huge, huge Transformers fan, all the way since back in the day. I mean, he's seen every iteration of the cartoon. He has most of them on DVD. He has a friend who he's been friends with since he was like 3 years old, and... he lives out of state, but this guy comes into town, or Tony goes out to Michigan, and they always see the new Transformer movies in the theater opening weekend. So he's pretty hardcore about it. So give me what you got. I will pass it along.
Well, so T.J. Miller is going to play the main character's best friend.
I don't even know who that is.
T.J. Miller?
T.J. Miller. He was the best friend in She's Out of My League.
Okay. Yeah. I see him. I recognize him. Okay.
He's really funny. He was also in
Cloverfield.
Kind of a big joke, but he was in Yogi the Bear. Okay. And there's actually a funny story about how he got into Yogi the Bear, but I might need to say that for another time. But he's going to be the best friend to Mark Wahlberg, who is going to be the star of Transformers 4.
Really?
They get rid of
the beef, huh?
Yes.
Huh.
So there's that. And then also kind of dovetailing on the news that Tony was going to make.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was looking at his IMDb thing going, God, he looks so familiar. Carpooling. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. He's currently on a show that I just discovered Monday, The Goodwin Games on Fox, which is created by the same people who did How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
It was mildly funny, but, you know, it's the early episodes. I don't know. I can't really judge, but I'm going to keep watching it. But no, my other news article is BioShock creator Ken Levine tapped to write Logan's Run reboot.
Oh, interesting.
I did see something about, a Logan's Run reboot.
Yeah. I don't know if you need to reboot it, but I don't say that about any movie. And then I think last week is when my excitement probably doubled for Pacific Rim. IO9 has had a lot of articles about, you know, Pacific Rim, like the design of the robots. They have I watched the behind the scenes featurette about the Jaegers, which is what mm-hmm. they call all the robots, and I guess they, you know, each country has like a different kind. But just from the footage I saw, I'm really looking forward to this movie. Don't know if there's going to be any expectation of a story, but what I was trying to find was in the comments on the article that I read, the guy was pretty much saying he was talking to his wife about it and saying it's going to be giant robots versus giant monsters. And she's like, I don't know if I want to see that. And he said, and it stars Idris Elba. And then she said back, I'll get the propane tank. We're camping out right now. So, and I was thinking it was kind of, you know, that conversation might have happened at the Walker house, but just made me think of Scott, because I know he's a big fan. And the last news article, this is for Deuce. Did you see the trailer for the new Martin Scorsese movie? The Wolf of
Wall Street. What's Martin? The what?
The Wolf of Wall Street. Starring Leonardo DiCaprio. It looks very, I don't want to say very, kind of looks like, you know, the other Wall Street that had Charlie Sheen and Michael Douglas. Oliver Stone's Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Just bought.
Yeah. So it's a biographical black comedy.
So,
based on,
so good to see DiCaprio and Scorsese reunited again. We'll see how that movie is.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Scorsese.
You're not?
I'm not. I'm really not.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what to say yet. That's okay, you don't have to be.
Yeah, Shutter Island, The Departed, The Aviator, what else?
You did not like The Departed?
I hated The Departed. I hated it. I felt like it was going along really well, and then, you know, it's coming out, the movie's starting to drag a little, and then it's like, okay, wait, I need to kill everybody so we can end this movie now. That's what the last 15 minutes of that movie seemed like. It was just jumping from death, 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 death. I know he had set it all up, but really it just, I don't know, it fell flat for me. And I don't know. They don't speak to me. Let me see.
Now, would you say just Scorsese movies, or would you say crime films in general?
It's probably crime. I don't know, I guess define crime film.
Okay. Let me amend that statement a little bit. Organized crime movies.
Okay, organized. Well, I mean, I like The Godfather, the first one and the second one, and I did like Goodfellas. Goodfellas is a classic, but
okay.
I didn't care for Casino, Cape Fear. I'm going down the list of.
I haven't seen The Aviator, but I thought it was good.
The Color of Money. The Color of Money was all right.
I did not like that. Not at all. Raging Bull, which
I haven't seen. So, Raging Bull, Taxi Driver, those I haven't seen.
Neither have I.
And that's it. So he's got a lot of other movies out there I haven't seen, but the ones I've seen, none of them really throw me. I don't go out of my way to see them. And then Nick is a big Scorsese fan. And when he saw Hugo, that Scorsese was behind Hugo, he's like, that's totally a Scorsese movie you can get behind. I'm like, it looks interesting. And then, you know, I never got around to seeing it. So I need to see Hugo.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
Yeah, that's... So much. I have a huge gap in classic movies that I haven't seen, and some of those movies that Art just mentioned I haven't seen either. I enjoy Departed, but the earlier ones, you know, I think you said Taxi Driver, Raging Bull.
Yeah, Taxi Driver and Raging Bull, those are way back.
I would like to see them.
Yes. Yes. How about you, Lena? You got any news?
I don't think so. I think James Gandolfini was all I had. I knew nothing that was going on in the world over the long weekend. And then Monday I just had to go back to work and deal with being back at work. My vacation being over. Even my cat had a good weekend because my friend Lisa is a cat person and she got on the floor and played with her and the cat slept with her sometimes. Traitorous little bitch. Yeah.
It's the new and interesting. That's all.
A good time was had by all this weekend. And Lisa got to see, I want to see a storm. Whatever. And then while we were driving home from the beach Sunday night, there were a couple of huge, big, fat lightning strikes, which still scares the bejesus out of me, but made her very happy. It's okay, good. And I made fun of her because when we went into the pool, she can't float. I didn't know people couldn't float. I thought you just could.
I have a hard time floating.
I know part of it is that she kind of gets nervous and panics and stiffens up. But I've never. It was the weirdest thing. She would kind of start to like float on her back, and then within 2 seconds, boom, went down like a rock.
Yeah, I think it's a muscle density thing.
I think it is too, because she is very extremely fit and tiny and fit. And I am full of squishy wonderfulness. And it also, I was teaching her how to tread water correctly. And at one point, I just stopped moving my arms and my legs and still stayed upright. And she was looking at me like, I fucking hate you. Like, whatever. But I did realize after many, many years not being in the pool, I forgot what a water baby I am. I will just... Man, I would stay in that pool for 10 hours if I could. If she could just hook me up to an IV with liquid food, I would stay in that pool all day long. And tonight was actually, since Saturday, tonight was the first night or day I didn't go to the pool at all. Now I can't get enough of it. But it was kind of raining and storming and thundery all day, and even though it was dry when I got home, I didn't want to risk it. I would imagine being electrocuted while you're in a pool would suck.
Yeah.
Suck. But that's okay, because I took a long bath instead, so I still have no water. Lavender bath, glass of wine. Ah. Which is why I'm awake right now. Jeff, did I put you to sleep?
No, I'm here.
Okay, then. That's all I have.
So just looking ahead, next week we have The Heat coming out and White House Down. I know which one Lena will be watching.
Hell yeah! I have zero desire to see White House Down.
Well, you know, they did that movie already this year.
Yes, they did. Thank you. Yes, they did. When I saw the trailer for White House Down, I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
That would be the sound of Art putting gas on the fire. Not been shy about that opinion. Okay. And then 2 weeks will be 4th of July weekend, which is Despicable Me 2 and The Lone Ranger.
Ooh, well, I know I'll definitely be seeing Despicable Me. It is my other friend's birthday, the 4th of July, and we do what she wants to do, and she wants to see that. As do I.
Yeah, Brittany really, really, really.
And I actually also found out.
What was that?
No, I was just going to say, I also found out that I have both Thursday and Friday off from work.
I may have Wednesday, Thursday. I can volunteer to work Wednesday for overtime.
And I think for us, it'll be a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday work week, and then we'll be off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Very nice.
Must be nice.
So, Art, let me ask you a question. Being a mailman, have you ever had any problems with dogs?
I've been bitten by a dog. I got bit by, like, a 120-pound Rottweiler. Bit me twice.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, fortunately, it was winter, and I was all bundled up. I had, the mittens that flip back to reveal the fingers? I had a pair of those on, and so the mitten part was flipped back. The Rottweiler charged me. I had the mace out. I was spraying the mace in his general direction. Not as easy as it sounds when a Rottweiler is charging at you. Mm-hmm. I had my bag in front of me, because that's the way they train you. They put your bag out in front, you know, and then that leading arm over the bag with the mace, that's what he grabbed onto. And he bit through the glove, and just one of his teeth caught on my middle knuckle, and I have it's about an inch and a quarter long scar that runs along my knuckle, but he tangled up in the glove, and he pulled me down, not pulled me down to the ground, but like pulled me hunched over,
mm-hmm.
and then he let go of there, and he bit into where my forearm is. Unfortunately, I had on my coat, and I had on a sweater, and I had on a long sleeve shirt under that. So he didn't bite down on my forearm, but once again, one of his incisors caught the flesh and tore into it, and I have a scar about the size of a quarter on my forearm, and he pulled again, and I hunched a little lower, and then when he let go that time, I was able to stand back up straight and continue spraying at him. And at that point, he just turned around and walked away back to his yard.
Wow.
I believe had I ended up on the ground, he would have mauled me. But I don't know for sure. But yeah, he came at me pretty hard, and that's how that all went down.
The only reason I say that is because where I work at City Hall, right across the street, they have this absolute monstrosity of a dog. I've told everyone around there that that's the closest I'll ever get to seeing an actual hellhound.
Oh, wow.
And every other house has this huge picket fence. This house has one of those wireframe gates, and mm-hmm. that's about, I don't know, maybe 3 feet, 4 feet tall, and this dog can get his head over it. And he barks at everyone that comes out of the front door of the City Hall.
Wow.
And it's just, there's nothing stopping that dog from going over the fence. Thank God he never came over.
And nothing can be done?
But I was thinking about that. Because I just happened to be driving in, and I saw the, you know, postal carrier walking down the street, coming up to the house. I just, oh man, that's a, I don't know if I can do that. Especially being, you know, 120 pound Rottweiler.
Yeah, he was a good size.
I'm glad that you survived, sir.
Indeed.
So I guess we should call it.
Okay.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Enjoy whatever movies you're going to go see this weekend. And hopefully you are playing our little game with us and wrangle your friends into playing. Thanks, guys. It has been, as always, a pleasure and loads of fun. And I'll see you guys next week.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.